Coming to the Greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. You're simply the best. Better than all the rest. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Mr. Mino.
How are you?
It is a good morning, right?
It's a great morning.
Oh, man.
Beautiful morning.
I actually walked.
That's what I've heard.
I know. I was catching my breath, but I'm here.
Good for you. Yeah, a little exercise is not a bad thing.
No. And what a great... I just love walking downtown, right? It's clean. Just very peaceful.
I love coming in on the route coming off of Riverside,
right,
by the old fire station, by Fox Harbor, that whole, right, with those trees all decorated in the red, white, and blue. I think that looks spectacular. Yeah. And then coming to the Heritage Trail with the green and gold.
Right.
I think that's awesome. That's cool.
Yeah.
I almost wish I was coming in earlier where it was darker to see what that looks like at night.
Well, you can get here earlier and do a little more prep work, but that's good you're here.
Yeah. You know, I don't think there's, I was watching the news last night, the national news. I don't think there's a better place to be than pretty much right where we are around the entire country right now. It's incredible. And people can talk about climate change or whatever they want it to. All I'm saying is I've never seen anything like it in our country. That's what's going on right now, except, and knock on wood, except for right here.
Right. I think we sometimes take things for granted, and I just, you know, or we're busy, we don't spend time to think, but I think we should be grateful for living here. Wake up in the morning. Last night was a beautiful night, right? With the City Band concert, we were there. But this morning, and I did, you know, after you were talking about yesterday, the Phoenix and down in Phoenix and how your feet burned through your
second
shoes.
Degree burns. I wish I still had the scars.
I bet
I could put them under like an ultraviolet light and you would still see where my feet were seared.
No, I read a little bit more about that.
Okay.
After you talked about that, and you're right. I hate admitting that, but you are right on this. But I want to tell you,
second degree burns through their shoes.
Yeah, but they didn't really dwell on that. But what they talked about, and this is really scary, sad. People are outside. It is so hot that they pass out and they fall on the concrete and get burned that way.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's
pretty serious.
It's
unbelievable. Yeah. What you see in Las Vegas, the air conditioning wasn't working in a flight. I think it was Delta.
Right.
And they had to take people out in stretchers. They're passed out. Even a couple of flight attendants.
As long as the pilots got air conditioning.
Man, I know, right?
And it's not, and we talk a lot about Arizona, which is, you know, is it 19 days or 20 days or something?
20 days now, over 110.
Yeah.
You got that. Then Kentucky, that poor town, they had one little town in Kentucky right before Christmas last year. They had a freak tornado. Like 60 people were killed. Yesterday, they had like 14 inches of rain and then a tornado, and they're expecting more rain. Yeah. And it's like, New York has those unbelievable health warnings again because of the fires, which, why can't they put them out at some point?
I don't get that. No, and that's D.C. too. Did you see that?
Yes.
I mean, you know, that... We had a little bit of that here too. I don't know. I mean, we like the Canadians, but I mean, come on, you guys.
At some point,
right?
Got all that water. I mean, I know it's way out in the outback and everything, but are anybody doing anything?
I mean, come on,
let the whole thing burn? I don't get that. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm really stupid on this. I'm ignorant and whatever. It's like, well, you can't get to those things, Mino. What the hell? You think they got a lot of fire? I don't know. But can't the United States help with a bunch of these oil tankers? Fill them with water or whatever they do, or they drop those big water or some kind of
planes.
Those planes, that's what I'm talking about.
Talk to the EAA guy who's coming on.
Good point.
We'll go back to him and say, all those planes that are flying in,
is anybody doing anything about that?
We have all those planes coming. It will be the busiest airport in the world next week.
Maybe if
we could reroute them over Canada, drop some water off, and then come in here and land, and we won't charge them a landing.
Exactly.
Fee.
Something.
Okay.
All right.
I think we figured it out. This is great. It's 6:10, and we already figured out.
Well, I'm just saying, are they going to let the whole country burn?
I know.
I mean, at some point, where's Pierre Trudeau when you need him?
Yeah, I know.
Is he still there?
That's his kid. Right?
Is that his kid? Okay, yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Or it's going to be his grandson.
All right. I'm a big fan of Canada.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I'm a huge fan of Canada. I'm almost Canadian, let's be honest. When I first moved to Arizona, people thought I was from Canada because I said A after everything. Holy cow, it's hot, eh?
I can see that.
That's exactly how I spoke.
You'd be a
Canuck. Yes.
All right. That's
expensive,
Have you bowled up there? Bowling?
Have I bowled in Canada?
They have the smaller bowling balls. You know?
It's I have not. Not.
Like,
I
it's
did
not like America. You know, we're talking about Canadian football, there's Canadian bowling too. It's different than ours.
You think it's bocce ball?
No.
Because I grew up playing bocce ball. You ever play bocce ball?
No.
It's an old Italian thing. You never played bocce ball?
Are there pins?
No. It's just the ball, all different size balls.
No.
Yes.
No.
You've never played bocce ball?
No.
Jason, you ever play bocce ball?
No.
Jason's played bocce ball.
Yes, I've played bocce ball.
Thank you, Jason.
Okay.
Everybody's played bocce ball.
Everybody.
You literally are the only person that's never played bocce ball.
That is just not.
Everybody else played bocce. So anyway, I gotta get on my soapbox and get on you as a politician.
Oh man. Okay. What
are two things I'm very fervent about? And I'll tell you, environmentalism.
It's nice you let me answer that. Yeah. Go ahead.
And capitalism.
Well,
and you politicians somehow have screwed up both for me.
Oh no.
Oh yes. What am I holding in my hand?
An empty bottle of Pepsi.
Yes. I have, or at least I had, at least 5 garbage cans full of empty Diet Pepsi, Diet Coke.
Water?
No. Diet Mountain Dew and Fresca. I'm a big fan of Fresca.
John.
Am I an old guy? Because 2 things I love to drink the most are Fresca and Tang.
And if you get a headache, you take Anacin?
I do. But I love Tang. You ever have Tang?
Yes.
In fact, put Tang in your Fresca. They make Tang now where you just squirt it in.
Yeah. Now, that is something that everybody has had is Tang.
I still drink it today.
Yeah, Tang's good.
Today, I still drink Tang.
So what's your point? Why
and
why politicians?
I eat Spam.
So you're holding up an empty bottle of Pepsi.
Holding up the bottle. I used to have at least 4 or 5, maybe 6 big plastic garbage cans full of empty bottles.
That you consumed you consumed it? Is that what you're telling me?
No, that's not the point. Here's the point.
Well, it kind of is.
Why did I save them, Jim?
To recycle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
I like that.
Okay. Why did I not recycle them, Jim?
I lazy.
Because in the state of Wisconsin, you don't get anything for it.
Well, John.
But listen,
you go to Michigan
or Oregon, you get 10 cents. You get 10 cents.
You really have to be paid for everything.
I saved everyone. I'm trying to save the dolphins by doing this. I'm trying to save a lot of mammals. And what are the other things that can't swim?
Right.
Predators, not predators, the primates.
Right.
Primates. But I had to get enough of them so I could afford to drive to Menominee, Michigan at the old Angeles store in Menominee and turn them in. Because there's no place in Wisconsin.
That's fine. We do it for the good of the cause. We do it because it's in our heart.
But
we don't have to get 10 cents.
Okay.
We recycle. A lot of people recycle. So you're saying.
Then why is the bay
full of empty bottles? I can't believe you're saying this.
Why is the bay full of empty bottles? Because you don't get anything for it. And people are just like, I'm not getting anything for this. You know what? Bleep it. I'm just throwing it away.
That's not the way we think.
Hey, what are you doing with that empty bottle? I'm throwing it in the lake. Why? Because I don't get anything for it.
Well.
Save it and bring it up to Michigan.
You might have a point on people, yeah.
Yes.
But I don't know.
Think how much cleaner this state would be if they got deposits on their soda bottles. Think about that, Jim.
All right. We're not going to get political here because we're all about the community and local things. But that is a local thing that would have some political ramifications.
Yes.
So let's talk to, this isn't federal, this is state. So you want a state rebate on plastic bottles.
Yes, Maine, Vermont, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, Iowa, and Hawaii is 5 cents.
Pretty high taxes over there.
Michigan and Oregon are 10 cents. Wisconsin, 0 cents. In fact, there's a little thing, you could see this, you got to look at the fine print under there. It says, yada, 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 if in Wisconsin, discard at your own whim. Says that. Just toss it in the street, it says.
It does.
It does, okay, too. Yeah, it's really small, but it says just toss it in the street. Who cares?
Okay.
I don't give a crap.
Okay, you know what? You may be onto something.
Thank you.
I don't know. But then that the money, let's say we do that.
Yes.
People like you who are rather selfish that would then start recycling.
I'm trying to save our wildlife, and I'm selfish. Okay, Jim. Wow.
I want to say, well, no, that's an interesting little business proposition because it's going to cost some money to do the business side of it, right?
To do
the rebates or however you're going to do that, or I don't know how that's all going to work. But and where would the money go? To the wildlife? To fresh water? I mean, where would the money go?
No, the money wouldn't go to that.
Well, we have to sell the recycling.
Because they wouldn't choke on these and things like
that. Okay, so there's no upside.
There's a lot of discord in the wildlife community.
I got it. There's no upside.
The manatees? Are you kidding me? Manatees are dropping left and right. They are. I saw a special on this, National Geographic. Okay. Jacques Cousteau. Remember Jacques Cousteau? Yes. I used to love Jacques Cousteau. My son Pepe is down by the whale's blowhole. Yeah. I used to love him. My God, I love Jacques Cousteau.
Everybody did.
Remember that, Pepe? All right. Two guys I loved, wildlife-wise, him and Marlon Perkins. Remember Marlon Perkins?
Yeah, I do.
With his watch thing?
I do.
He'd always be, what was that show in Africa? Jason, what was the name of that show? Remember that one? Marlon Perkins, he'd always advertise some watch. Remember that?
No. That might have been before my time.
It's just a Timex, wasn't it?
Timex?
Marlon Perkins underwater?
Takes a lick and it gets on ticket.
That's Timex.
But he also had that
Marlon Perkins did
the Timex. He always had that poor native guy. He'd be like, well, I sit by the Land Rover. Jim is down grabbing the crocodile. He had the greatest job.
All right.
Greatest job ever.
We have a couple state people coming in, right? We talked about... when they come to talk to us, we want to talk about local issues. I don't care what other...
And we're talking about returnables.
All right. We're going to talk about a rebate on returnables.
Yes.
Here in at least the county, but you want to go statewide.
Yeah.
Maybe we can start with one county and see how it works. You know, if it works, we'll take it to the other 71.
Okay. So, that'd be awesome.
That is like a good idea, John.
Thank you.
I got to think this through a little bit more, but I think you may be onto something.
Thank you.
Especially when other states are doing it.
Yes.
We'd have to contact them and see how it's going and... you don't want to come up with a program that's, it's going
to
cost. Well,
let's talk to somebody from Michigan, see how it's working.
Right, because we want something that for every 10 cents, it costs us 20.
Right.
That's not a good idea.
No.
So, yeah. All right, I'll look. That's, all right. You may be onto something. That's good. You had good coffee this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is awesome.
So anyway, big show coming up.
We're
talking to a gentleman for the EAA, which we're extremely excited about, and Big Wayne Stiegelman, the world's most muscular beekeeper.
I know.
Yeah.
We got great guests today.
We're
excited about the EAA.
We're talking to our old flying monkey people. We got stuff going on.
That's not EAA.
No, that's
flying
not.
Monkey, that's different.
Okay. Yes.
But
totally different.
We have someone coming on from the EAA. And,
do you have a tattoo?
No.
Do you ever see my flying monkey tattoo?
No. Care to. No, thank you. I'll pass.
Look.
Oh, my God. Okay, put your pants back on. Now, it's on his arm.
That's not true.
Sorry about that.
Wow.
But the
who
EAA,
have you become?
The EAA, you guys, that is one of the best events in the state of Wisconsin. That's the best one of the events in this country.
In the nation.
Largest
maybe
airport.
Maybe the world.
Busiest airport in the world. Next week, a lot of activities. We're going to hear about it in just a minute when we get back. Mine on the Mayor, WGBW 97.9.
Back after this. Mine on the Mayor here on WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. If you're traveling south down towards the lakeshore on 43, switch on over to AM. That's the best way to get us down that way. If you'd like to talk to us, 920-264-0606. This segment brought to you once again by the 1001 Club. I'll tell you what, I had some cheesecake from the 1001 Club that was just amazing. They have salads bigger than your head. They got wonderful service. It's a great, great grand opening kind of place. 1001 Club has been around. That building has to be at least 100 years old. I bet it's 120 years old. How old is that building that the 1001 Club is in?
Yeah, you're close. I have to look, but it was restored, which is great.
Right,
I love when we restore historical buildings.
You and me both.
In Green Bay, because that's something we have.
That would be my favorite job. If somebody said, Mino, you can have any job in the world that you want to do. Mine would be restoring old buildings.
It's expensive, and it's... Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be the money guy. I'd just be the grunt guy, doing demolition and things like that.
Taking credit when it was successful.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. But that would be my favorite thing.
Your buddy is here.
Oh, Big Wayne is here.
I left the door open.
So oh, you left it open?
Yeah, he can come in.
Although, you saw the size of Big Wayne?
Yeah.
Yeah, he could open it himself.
He was loading down the app for parking, and I'm like...
Oh, is that what he said? Okay.
And he said he's from the woods, so it was taking Crivets. Him a while.
But don't you have a bunch of quarters for him? Give him a bunch of quarters.
There's no parking until 8 o'clock. I said, look.
Oh, okay.
He was.
All right.
I thought he was from Nagani because he was very slow on.
He pretty much lived in Nagani one time.
It was taking him a long time to
download. What's that supposed to mean?
He said.
People in Nagani don't know how to download an app?
Yes.
I mean, just because I don't. You can't paint.
Generalize?
You can't paint all 4,000 people with that brush, Jim. Wow. Thank goodness you don't need, thank goodness you're not depending on their votes. I'll tell you that right
I
now.
I want you to say, he said to me, I'm from the North Woods.
Yes.
So it's going to take me a while to do this.
And okay. I'm
like, that's not necessary.
Okay. Because
you'll be out of the studio before 8 o'clock. So,
all right.
Anyway, no, he's going to.
Well, we're going to bring him in right before we wait for our next person. Big Wayne, come on in here real quick. Like Big Wayne brought us some treats.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. And I got him. Now, for every guest we have coming on, you get from us a plethora of M&Ms. You get peanut M&Ms, plain M&Ms that nobody really wants. Nobody really wants plain M&Ms. You got peanut butter M&Ms, and you've got caramel M&Ms. Big Wayne, those are for you. Those are for you.
Look what Wayne brought us, though, Johnny.
I brought you a gift as well.
You got to go through this.
From A-Frame Acres.
Is that the name of your company?
Well, it's not. You know, it's not really a company. It's just my little micro
entity.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, hey,
brown eggs. What are brown eggs?
They come from brown chickens.
Do they really?
No.
Okay. I don't know, Wayne. Well, I don't know my livestock.
Well, the real reason I brought presents is because with your introduction yesterday, I was like, Oh, the mayor's going to be scared. So everything you said yesterday was a lie.
Okay.
Yes, that's,
you know,
that's why I'm here.
All homegrown vegetables. These look fantastic.
I'm not a professional therapist. I was a personal trainer.
Well, same thing.
Yeah. Let's see. What else did you say?
Is this the honey you actually grow from your own bees?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Well, all this came from my gardens.
Wow.
Literally, this was in the ground yesterday.
And you live in where? The Cribbets area?
No, in Suamico.
Suamico, okay.
Yeah. Look at this.
See, I always think you're from Wausaukee, but you're actually from Cribbets, right?
Oh, my. You can't call me from Wausaukee.
Bad Ash Beekeeping, is that the name of your company? Bad Ash?
No, it's just a little coaster for your bourbon.
I like it. Well, what makes you think I drink bourbon?
Because you're sophisticated.
Good point. Good point.
He drinks bourbon.
Don't you love this guy? Is that an onion?
No.
What is garlic? Wow.
I put it in a bag because that was literally, I pulled that yesterday. It's so fresh.
You can smell
it. Yeah, it smells fantastic. Awesome.
If you're a steak eater, roast it on a grill and then just put it on your steak.
I didn't even know you could grow garlic like that and that big. That's phenomenal.
This is awesome. I want to talk about this Frame Acres in a little while, but Johnny and I were talking a couple days ago about honey. Honey,
I miss you.
Honey,
and okay. I'm feeling blue.
But then your shirt says honey.
You remember that song? Honey, Bobby Goldsboro.
I'm not listening to you. I'm focused on the mayor.
Sorry.
Thank you, Wayne.
I know.
Wow. Try to convey some of that to John.
He just put down Nagani, just so you know. When he said you're from the Northwoods, he thought you're from Nagani and you wouldn't know how to use an app.
Hey. Didn't you kind of say you were from taking your time with the app?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's like, you know, I came in expecting to pay with a quarter. I'm like, oh, I'm in Green Bay now. I'm not in.
You know how much ticket is here? You know how much ticket is here?
How much?
$22.
I know.
That's sharp.
That's a lot of quarters.
Sharp.
Anyway, honey.
Not, what?
Honey,
yes,
I'm not. Yeah. I knew that.
I thought we were going to talk that way on the air.
Right after I said that, I thought I should have said that.
Save that for lunch.
Bee honey. Okay. Is it true? And I think it is.
Oh, this is a very good point that you brought up. It's a good question.
This is like anticipation. I'm waiting.
No, this is like a medical question.
It's just a little bit. You got to get your doctor hat on for this. My daughter has allergies, as do I. My oldest daughter.
Yep.
And she moved to Nashville, and she told me that if she takes a tablespoon of honey every day to alleviate
real honey,
raw honey, and that it works because it's Nashville raw honey.
Right.
And that me, for my allergy, should take raw Green Bay or whatever, Brown County honey.
Yep.
Is that?
Yeah. So what raw honey is right from the hive. Like literally you just pull the frame out, spin it out. It's raw honey. So what you get from the store mostly is processed honey. And and what they do is they heat it up so that it's more shelf stable. So it doesn't crystallize. The problem with that is basically you're just having flavored sugar at that point. So raw honey has the pollen in it that the bees. So what bees feed on, bees need pollen for protein for the brood. And then they need the nectar for the energy. Nectar is basically sugar water from the flower. So when they're collecting the local pollen and you're consuming that, the thought is that your body basically, you know, becomes, you know, adapted to that or whatever.
Right.
Not
but this is
just as there's a general scientific statement,
fact
it's,
to it.
It's like 50-50. If you like Google and research it, some, you know, the doctors are kind of like, they're not 100% in line with it.
That's because they're not making any money off it. I think what you, I think
big pharmacy, right, there it is.
Right.
Absolutely.
You're right. All right. What's the deal here? Do we have the EA?
No, guy? So we're going to stick with Big Wayne for now.
Wait, stick around. We're going to go to a break. Yeah.
Big Wayne Stiegelman. What's the name of your place again, Big Wayne?
A-Frame Acres.
A-Frame Acres, folks. Mine on the Marin. Big Wayne. Back after this. If a cause is right, I'd leave to find an answer on the road. Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here, WGBW, downtown Green Bay. Coming to you from the River Deck Landing.
City Decks. What? City Deck Landing, downtown Green Bay, 401 Washington Street, on the beautiful Fox River.
Wow.
It is the place to be this morning. But
I love
tell
when you correct
the,
me in front of my friends.
Yeah, it's easy to do. The place to be today, Johnny, but next week, there's only one place to be.
Oshkosh.
The EAA. And that event is, well, everyone knows it's the busiest airport in the world next week with all the planes coming in. But you talk about a place to just learn and be in awe with, well, you can bring your parents or bring your kids. It's just one of those family events that it's 5 days. You can enjoy it all 5 days. And there's Dick, I can't believe how much you've added to that. So I want to introduce our guest this morning, and I know how busy you are. Not that nothing's going on in your world right now since you're kicking this thing off. I know you got a lot of people who've come in to set up camp and a lot of exhibitors coming in. But Dick Nepinski, Dick, what's your title?
Officially Director of Communications, but, you know, it's kind of other duties as assigned this time of year.
Hey, Dick, John Mino, it's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, good to talk to you, John.
Remember back in the day when you were a reporter and hustling for interviews in the locker room like the rest of us?
Oh, God, yeah. The media throng and kind of the cattle call after the Packer game.
Absolutely.
So you've moved up or you've moved on or up. And, I didn't know exactly how to introduce your title, but in talking to you on the phone, it sure seems like you've got your fingers in everything. And how are things looking? We're really excited about this. You did know that because I know Sage talked to you. We'll be broadcasting our show live from the EAA, and we're just really excited about that. We've got some guests lined up already. One of my first guests, Dick, is one of your volunteers. He's been volunteering for 40 years. Which is very cool.
Oh, we have a number of volunteers who have been out here. In fact, ran across a family this week. They have four generations of their family out here volunteering. It all started, you know, 50 years ago with great granddad and brought his son, and then the grandkids came in, and now the 10-year-old great granddaughter is starting to help out too in the campground.
That
so
is
four
awesome.
Generations all out here volunteering.
And that's when I was kind of talking about the EAA. That is a family event. There's something there for everybody. And not everybody would do everything. I know John wouldn't take advantage of the 5K you have. But other than that, it's just
what?
A great, great.
Is that supposed to mean weight?
So tell us what's all going on. I want to talk about it. I want to drill down on a few things there. But how are things going so far?
Things are going great. You know, right now we're seeing the campers come in. We probably have a couple thousand people already setting up camp and so forth. The exhibitors, of which we have more than 800, are setting up, and you're seeing those tents and facilities go up right now. Really, the next few days, it's just bustle. I usually call it 90% done and 90% to go, because that's the way it feels. And putting all those last second things into place so we're ready to go come Monday morning for opening day. But the grounds are looking good. The people are coming in. There's an enthusiasm here. We're starting to see a few airplanes starting to roll in, and the volunteers parking and so forth. So, yeah, it's all getting started out here.
You have a terrific website, and it even has across the border the banner, you know, 4 days, 1 hour, 22 minutes, and 53 seconds. So
don't tell me that.
This year you've got a theme to it. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, we've got a couple of themes, and one of them this year that we're very proud of is it's 50 years since the end of active combat for U.S. troops in Vietnam. There were troops there until 1975, but April 1973 was the end of active combat operations. And so we're calling it Vietnam Remembered 50 years later. And a lot of it is centered on what will be happening next Friday when we have a salute to veterans. And that includes a veterans parade. If you've been in any branch of service, come join us in the Warbirds area at 1 o'clock. We'll step off parade down to Boeing Plaza starting at about 1:15, 1:30, and head toward the big C-5 that'll be parked there and get the plaudits of the crowd as you parade by. And then we have a yellow ribbon honor flight from our friends at Old Glory Honor Flight, putting that together with American Airlines. We'll take 100 Vietnam veterans out to Washington, D.C., leaving here at about 0:30, and head out there, look at the memorials and some of the things out there, and then come back right at the end of the air show. That wow. big 757 landing right at the end of the air show. So there'll be about 30,000 people waiting to welcome them home officially as they come home. And we'll have a lot of the airplanes from the Vietnam era, airplanes, helicopters such as the UE and so forth. They'll all be parked on Boeing Plaza that day. So it's going to be a very big day as far as remembering what happened a half century ago.
That's unbelievable what you're doing in that time period. Taking them out to D.C., looking at those memorials. I mean, that's coming back, 30,000.
That's awesome.
But I mean, 30,000 people are going to be greeting, cheering when they come back to do the mail call. And yeah, that is, wow, that's great.
Hey, Dick, if I could just jump in, what Jim was talking about, or you guys were talking about the Vietnam, but I saw something else, a TV story last night that kind of fascinated me. Also, the Corsairs. You know, my last book that I wrote, I had some Korean War vets, and they said the Corsairs many times turned the tide of a battle. Because the Chinese were just that so many of them that the Americans literally didn't have enough bullets. And if those Corsairs didn't come to, as they said, you know, save their butts, they would have been wiped out. So people don't understand, maybe they don't, I don't know, but the history of that little Corsair, and you guys are really honoring them this week, aren't you? Or next week, aren't you?
We are. You know, there are only about 25 Corsairs left flying in North America. We hope to have as many as 12 to 14 of them here in Oshkosh next week. And one of the air shows on Thursday, we hope to bring them all out and run up the engines on the taxiways so you can get not only the sound of those engines, but the feel of it. When you get those big radials going, you can feel it in your chest when you're all running at once.
Great.
And so that'll be fun. But a big thing we have also playing, last November, there was a movie that came out called Devotion. And it talked about Thomas Hudner, who earned the Medal of Honor for his exploits in attempting to save the first black aviator, Jesse Brown, who was his wingmate. Jesse was shot down, had to crash land on the side of a mountain. Thomas Hudner crash landed his Corsair next to him in an attempt to try to rescue him and receive the Medal of Honor for his exploits. Well, we found out a couple of years ago, the Corsair that we own, that's in our museum throughout most of the year, was Thomas Hudner's airplane that he received when he was redeployed after that incident out on the Mediterranean. And so it actually has the history in the logbooks, the personal logbooks, and the aircraft logbooks match up. It was his airplane.
Awesome.
And so we have repainted the airplane in his colors. We're going to have Thomas Hudner's son here. We're going to have Jesse Brown's grandchildren here. And we're going to have all the Corsair owners. So that's going to be a tremendous day that day with all the Corsairs to salute those. And a lot of those Corsairs have not been with us for several years, but they have them all here at once. That famed gullwing fighter from World War II in the Korean War. It's going to be spectacular. And we also have an F-18 from the same unit, VF-32, that the Corsairs were with. And so we're going to put a couple of those up in the air with the F-18 that day during the air show.
Wow. That gives me goosebumps. And, man, when they rev those engines or whatever they call that, and you got some F-15s,
I think they call it revving the engine. I don't think you have to get more technical than that.
All right. Well, it's pretty cool. So you got some F-15s, too, right, aren't they going to be there? Did I read that?
Yep. We have F-15s. We have F-35s from the Wisconsin Air Guard coming in. We have the F-22 Raptor demo team. We've got the V-22 Osprey coming in. The Air Force Training Command, the people who teach everybody else in the Air Force how to fly, they'll be here with a bunch of airplanes. We told them to bring one of everything. They're going to try. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah. So that's a lot on the military side, and it's just there's so much history there. It's right, like every plane's another museum. But then the experimental aircraft. I look at those things. I'm like, oh my God, somebody flies in that. But these like kits, and I just
I told you I tried building one when I was a kid, right? Yeah. From Popular Mechanics magazine. True story. With a lawnmower engine. Didn't work.
I don't know. I look at some of those, Dick, and I'm like, wow, you flew here in that? And, you know, they're so nice. Everybody there wants to tell you a little bit more about their plane and how they made it. But you're still focused on all the experimental aircrafts, the new ones that people built at home?
We are. You know, there are about 1,000 home-built aircraft that are put on the FAA register every year. And these people spend years putting them together. And I always say, right. You know, if it's going to be my butt in the air, 3,000 feet at 120 miles an hour, I'm going to make sure every rivet's in correctly. And that's it. You know, I've helped build an airplane that's now part of our flying club here at EAA. And, it is. It's really an experience. It's an education. And you see some of these airplanes on the line that people have put their years and their toil into. They are incredible machines. And it's wonderful to see them here. We'll probably have as many as 1,100 custom-built airplanes here on the flight line during the course of the week. And it is it's really what the genesis of EAA was, the right. Experimental Aircraft Association.
Right.
Along with that, we've got some experimental stuff. We've got WISC, which is an autonomous four-passenger urban air mobility unit. It'll be flying here. We've got Blackfly, which is an electric-powered small aircraft. That'll be flying here. We've got something called Gravity with these jetpacks guys strap on their
plane. Oh, I've always wanted to do that. I have always wanted to do that. Hey, Dick, quick trivia question for you, okay?
Okay.
What was the first nationally televised jetpack flight in history?
Oh, that was during the Super Bowl. I think it was Super Bowl I.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. Packers against the Chiefs. Yep.
I would have thought.
And then you never heard of them again for like 30 years.
Well, Gilligan's Island, didn't they do one on there?
No.
Okay, I thought.
Whatever happened to them? That seemed like that was going to be the mode of transportation for the future.
Well, there's been a couple.
Right. Well, the early ones were, you could only do about 15, 20 seconds of flight.
Okay.
And so it really wasn't all that practical. You know, it was kind of a cool Jetsons type thing, but that was it. And so it kind of went away, but the technology is getting better all the time. We're not quite there to go winging around and avoid the traffic on I-41 right now just by snapping these on and going off and flying someplace. But we're getting there.
But aren't we getting close to that Blackfly or the WISC? Yeah. Aren't we getting close to these, what I call it, air taxis?
Yes, I just saw an article about that.
Yeah, we are. That technology continues to improve. There are really three elements to it. The engineering, which has come along a long, long way to make it possible. Two would be the regulations. I mean, do you go to the DMV to get your license or the FAA? Do you take off from your street or the airport? You know, all of those type of things. And finally, consumer acceptance. Are you ready to hop in something where there's not a pilot, just a GPS unit, and you punch it in and it takes you somewhere?
No.
Okay, some people are. Some people are.
Well, they got cars that pretty much do that now, though.
Have you been in one?
No.
I'm a control freak. That is so interesting. And if that's the future, to look at the history, we spent some time talking about that, and then see the future all on your campus. And I don't know. I guess you can go for a day, but I just think that's one of those, you should go by the pass for the week or at least a couple days. But hey, so the big news lately, and I talked to Johnny about this. Oh, we're going to come up on a break, but I want you to give a little bit of thought to this. You hear all this space exploration again, right? With Musk and William Shatner went up there and a couple other big time celebrities. Are you addressing that at all? Anything on the grounds that we can see or learn about?
Well, there's some fun stuff coming up too. NASA's going to be with us in a big way. And on Monday evening at Theater in the Woods for the evening program, we have people from the Apollo program, including Apollo 16 astronaut Charlie Duke, who will be with us. And they'll be on stage with people from the Artemis program, which is NASA's new manned moon mission that wants to send people back to the moon next couple of years. And it'll be an interesting compare, contrast. What did we learn from a half century ago? What's ahead? And NASA is also bringing an Orion test capsule from their Artemis program. And that'll be arriving in one of the really ugliest and cutest airplanes anywhere. It's called the Super Guppy. And it will be landing on Sunday evening here in Oshkosh, and then Monday it'll be open, and that test capsule will be inside the Super Guppy. When they swing the door open, you can go and take a look at it.
That is That's incredible. And I was looking at your website, and I want to give that out. But we're gonna bring you back after the break. But the educational there. You have some other speakers coming in as well, right? I was looking at.
We do. We've got a whole lineup of speakers and seminars and all lined up through the week.
At no cost. That's going to be great. Hey, look, stick around. I want to talk a little bit more about what's new in this space exploration. I'm very interested in that. And so are a lot of other people. And then just some of the evening. That's just the stuff you have in the evening and the morning. There's just so many things going on there. I want to talk more about that and then give our website out so we can get some of our listeners to attend and enjoy probably the best event in the United States next week, the EAA in Oshkosh. We're here with our very special.
I'm a real wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one. Wild one.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. WGBW talking EAA for another segment, which is fascinating. I still don't think those taxis, those air taxis, could be the wave of the future. I think sounds pretty cool. I would do that.
Oh man, if you could fly it, even if it's with GPS, you still have control, right? I mean, I would totally do that. And I think the infrastructure that can be built around that, that's a whole industry. It's back in when the automobile invented, 1903-5, something like that. I mean,
was it invented? All right, Wayne doesn't know.
Okay, so. But anyway, what I'm saying is this could be a whole new, like, wow, they didn't have that back then.
What do they fly in, though? Is it fuel? Hey, Dick?
Dick, we're talking about the air taxis. We're talking about, like, what did you call them, the Black Flies? And what was the other one, the Whiz?
Oh, the Black Fly and Whiz, they're electric-powered.
So they are electric, okay.
And go on flying.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, we're here with our very special guest, Dick Napinski, who is the... I forgot what you said. We'll just call you the vice president of the EAA. How's that?
Just say he runs it.
I think that's a promotion, but whatever.
We'll take it. But that's obviously coming up, as most people know, July 24th to the 30th here in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, at Whitman Field. And if you haven't been there, and or if you haven't been there in a while, and I'm one of those people, I think it was 5-6 years since I've been there, but that is just the best day or 2 days or 5 days, quite honestly, you can spend in. Busiest airport in the world, people from all over the country that come and showcase the historical, but really the newest and the greatest of what's coming on in aviation. Hey, I want to just talk a little bit more before I get to your website and the pricing, and I can't believe what a deal that is. I mean, am I reading this right? I got to jump to the pricing now because I brought it up. How much is it to attend the EAA? And I know you got the membership, non-membership. Can you tell us a little bit more?
Yeah, if you do, and of course, EA members get the lowest price all the time, and that's $43 a day. And if you're adult, it's $61 a day. But the big thing is, bring the family, because all kids 18 and under are absolutely free, and we thank the Boeing company for that, for helping us out on that. But bring the family out. You know, the kids can discover. There's a lot of things to do for kids. So for that price, if you've got a family of four or five, that suddenly becomes pretty affordable to come on out here. And we always tell people to go online, get your parking in advance, because auto parking, you get 40% off if you get it online as opposed to paying for it at the gate.
Hey, Dick, one quick question for you in regards to some of the people you've had in the past. I remember when I think Chuck Yeager was there 1 year, and then the guy from Baba Black Sheep. I can't remember his name, but you had some of the real legendary military flyers over the years. And not only that, I remember one time you had an ace from like the Japanese Air Force. I mean, some pretty legendary people have come through those doors, haven't they?
Indeed they have. You know, General Chuck Yeager was here. He was chair of our Young Eagles program for quite a while. You mentioned Pappy Boyington, who flew a Corsair, by the way, back in World War II. We have had aces from the German and Japanese, and pilots from the Vietnam era, from the North Vietnamese. They were here 1 year as well. So you get that in the mix to do that in aviation. And find out there's a humanity to everybody. People are out there doing their job, whether it's in our military or another military. We have to understand those are people in there as well. And, of course, Apollo astronauts who have been with us through the years, all of them from Neil Armstrong to Buzz Aldrin and Charlie Duke this year. Space shuttle commanders are with us. And then every so often, you know, some people you may have heard the names of that have been here, like Harrison Ford, Morgan Freeman, Kurt Russell, John Travolta, those people who happen to like airplanes too.
Right.
What was Travolta like?
Travolta, well, he came in, and this is a while back now. He, at the time, I don't know if he still owns it, had his own Boeing 707 airliner that he flew in here. And you could tell it was an early 1960s airliner because it was really noisy, and it, as they were at that time. But he flew it in here, spent a couple days with us, and said, yeah, last time I was here, I flew in a Cessna 172, and a buddy and I were 18 years old, and we came out to Oshkosh. Nobody knew who I was at that time. And so he enjoyed himself. I mean, it's they're airplane geeks like the rest of us at
right,
that point.
Right, and it's all there that week. Hey, something that I think everyone likes is, I don't want to be disrespectful. I don't know what the term is, like the crop dusters, what are those called?
Biplanes?
The biplanes. That's unbelievable. I always think they're going to clip each other. They never do, thank God. But you have those again, right? The biplanes every day?
Oh, we've got biplanes. We've got aerobatic flights. We have 7 or 9 air shows in 7 days, 7 in the afternoon and 2 night air shows next Wednesday night and on Saturday the 29th. And if people have never seen a night air show, you should come on out. It is something special, and we've got some great fireworks at the end of that. So a full 2 hours in the evening on Wednesday and Saturday. We put on 2 air shows on those days. So there's a lot of fun flying going on.
Wow. And the weather's on your side. I looked ahead. It looks like you're going to have great weather for the whole week down there. That's can't hurt.
Well, we'll always take that. We will always take that because you never know. You know, when it rains, you can't go flying. So Dick, it just makes it a little bit tougher.
I got to ask one question. Greatest aviation movie of all time in your eyes?
Oh, me? Easy. Airplane.
Oh!
Mine too.
Outstanding. Love it.
You guys are a little more serious at the EAA. But, yeah. Well, Dick Kopinski, Dick, you also tell us a little bit about that fun run you're going to be having on Saturday.
Yeah, that's Saturday. We've been doing this for a lot of years.
Right.
It's called the Runway 5K, and you can sign up right online. Come on out. It's a great mix of people who are here for the event and people from the community as well. And it's a 5K, and you start in the ultralight area of the airport, and you run among the airplanes, and you go around the end of the airport and come back. Huh. And so I liked last year's T-shirt. It says, I ran the airport.
Nice.
2021.
When is that? Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't
that's
make
Saturday
it.
Saturday morning,
right.
Bright and early.
Right.
Yeah, John will
seven
be out
against,
here.
Right, 7
I
o'clock.
I got something going
There's
on.
There's two things going against Church. John. One is, yeah, right. Saturday, John. Mm. At 7 o'clock.
Saturday?
Saturday. That's, anyway. There's so many other things going on. And parking's very reasonable. You got great shuttle service to get people there if they need that. The food is reasonably priced, and it just... It's an event. I think if people, you know, COVID's behind us, if people want to get out, they want to get out with their family. And like you said, you take the $61, but then you divide it by 2 or 3 kids, which are free. That is just a great, great day of entertainment and education. And you've done a great job. You continue to do a great job. I am so glad that we have that in Wisconsin, because I think a lot of other communities would vie for this. And you've done a good job. That's why it stayed here. And yeah, we look forward to seeing you. And we're, like I said, Johnny and I are going to be broadcasting live from down at the EAA, and look forward to some of the new products, just the new concepts that are coming out, because aviation is just a fascinating industry.
And can I just throw one other thing for one of your neighbors down there, Dick? Wisconsin Veterans Museum, which is located very close to you guys, is a very cool place to stop in.
Dick, just give us the website. Give us the website one more time so our listeners can come, get their tickets, get their parking.
Real quick, and it's real easy, EAA.org, EAA.org. Just click on the Air Venture tab. It'll take you right into everything you need to know.
All right. Dick Kopinski, thank you for being with us. Look forward to seeing you on Monday. Keep up the good work. I know you're a busy, busy guy. Thanks for giving us the time. And all our listeners, this is the event for next week, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, EAA. We'll see everybody there.
Dick, thank you very much, buddy. Good talking to you again.
Sounds good. We'll see you on the flight line.
Sounds
good. You
betcha. We'll be right back.
Mind on the Mayor back with Big Wayne Stiegelman right here, 97.9.